in Krishna. And so happy. And Krishna what doing? Sometimes becoming so nearer and he touches with his murli or vina there. And taking their all horse, he comes to Braja. And then Yashoda Maiya what doing? Are glorifying who? Mathura is glorifying. They have never gone there, Mathura, and anyone of Mathura. Only Krishna sent one of them, Uddhava, to see the glories of Gopis and Nand Baba, Yashoda, and all others. After that, Krishna and Baldev killed Charan Mustik and at last, Kans was killed. Then, Krishna and Baldev came to Nanda Baba, where Nanda Baba was, on his bullock cart, nearby town of Mathura, outside. He was waiting for Krishna and Baldev, that when they will come, I will take them both and will return to Mathura, Vrindavan. First day after killing, all were with Krishna and Baldev. And Krishna and Baldev have no chance to meet Nanda Baba. But always thinking of Nanda Baba. Nanda Baba with cowherd boy was there waiting. One day, 2 days went. Third day, anyhow, Krishna and Baldev came in night. There, Krishna and Baldev were sitting, right and left. Baldev Prabhu was in right way, here, and Krishna sat on him. Nanda Baba weeping bitterly. What you have decided? You have decided that you are son of Vasudeva and Devaki? No, father, we cannot decide. How we can have now? In dream even we cannot think like this. And both were weeping loudly. And Nanda Baba was also weeping. At last, Baldev Prabhu told, Baba, I want to come with Krishna with you to Braja. He told that, oh, I cannot tell you. I am not so cruel. You must be for some days here, because his whole sons has been killed by Kans. Now only you are alone, alive. So you should be here. He told that without Krishna I cannot live a moment anywhere. Otherwise I will die. Then Nanda Baba asked Krishna that what should I do? What should I do? Then Krishna told that, father, if he will tell, I will be for some days with Baldev Prabhu to be here. And if Baldev Prabhu is going, then his father, mother, Vasudev Devaki and all Mathura Vasi will die. So I think it will be better that I should remain with Baldev Prabhu here. And after some time, when they will be pacified, then I will return quickly. They are your friends. I have no relation with them. Only that they are your friends. You are my father. You are my Jati. Now here, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur makes a Purvapaksha question. Purvapaksha.
Comparison.
Then I'm putting a question before answering it.
That if Krishna is son of Nanda and Yashoda, not of Vasudeva and Devi, how he can be there? Anyone can live in a place where he receives more and more love and affection. Whether he is no son or son, this question secondary. But if he has so much high class of love and affection anywhere, he will like to be there. And undoubtedly, all Prajavasi, so much loving Krishna and Baldev, more than anywhere. And it has been told in Srimad Bhagavatam, Nand Baba returned without Krishna and Baldev. And also it is right, it is true that Krishna never left Vrindavan. How we can reconcile? How we can reconcile? Now you'll have to reconcile anyhow. When Nand Baba was weeping, Krishna became and Baldev became of two kinds, in two forms. One Prakat Leela and one Aprakat Leela. Prakat Leela, Krishna and Baldev were in Mathura. But Aprakat Leela, they came with Nanda Baba. Where? In Vrindavan. The son of Yashoda and Nanda Baba, Krishna, Brajendanandan, he returned with Nanda Baba. We know that Krishna never comes to Mathura, that Brajendanandan. His one form, one manifestation comes, like Vasudeva Krishna. So, in his bullock cart, Nanda Baba, he took Krishna and Baldev with him. But that scene was not seen by anyone. And he came, returned to Vrindavan, to Nandagaon. And in one bullock cart, one Nanda Baba, manifestation of that Nanda Baba, was feeling so much separation and weeping. He returned to Mathura without Krishna. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has reconciled all these things. Very, very secret. Only high class of devotees can realize this. Otherwise, all the gopis. And gopis will die at once in a moment. Yashoda Maiya also. So there are two things there, two leelas, pastimes there. Aprakat Leela and Prakat Leela both. Then, now I am coming to my point that I wanted to tell you. All these 6 days, what I told, it was like
introduction
only. Introduction. I wanted to give you some nectar of love of gopis, to whom even Uddhava could not taste. He came to Krishna and glorified. So after that, what became? Krishna went to Gurukul, as I have told all of you. And one day he was sitting on the roof of his palace. Yashoda, Devaki and Vasudeva all were there. And he, Krishna alone, went on the roof of his palace. And he looked towards Vrindavan, north side, from Mathura. And he became so sad. And he began to weep bitterly. He saw that from here, Mathura he saw. His mother is weeping so bitterly. She had become blind. Now I've heard that all the cows are dying. So many died. Now all the cows are not taking milk from their udders of their mother. Now cuckoos are not singing. Even peacocks not dancing because no Krishna. So he was looking all these things and he began to cry. Oh Jasoda Maiya, oh Nanda Baba, and he became, oh Gopis, oh Radhe, oh Krishna. And in the meantime, his bosom friend, Uddhav, came there. Searching Krishna, and he saw that, oh Krishna is sitting there and weeping so bitterly. Here it has been told, Bishainam Prabharu. Uddhav was most higher in rank in whole Mathura. He was so intelligent in all jobs. He was prime minister of Krishna. Daitah, so much
near and dear.
Sakha, friend. Shishya, disciple. And Brihaspati, Sakshat Shishya. And he is told to be like Brihaspati, but more than Brihaspati. Brihaspati, the priest of demigod. And he came and saw Krishna with him. Krishna took his hand in his hand. Uddhava wanted to pacify him, but Uddhava has no words to pacify. Why Krishna is weeping? For whom he is weeping? Because at that time he has not known the glories of gopis. So he cannot realize what was virahanal separation fire in Krishna. And Krishna is burning. And anyone not qualified to save him. So he is burning. Uddhav came and told, why friend you are weeping? And then Krishna took his hands in his hand and began to tell, Uddhav, Gaccho Uddhav, Brajam Shamya, Pitri no Pratimavaha, Gopinang Mayo Vabhidi, Matsandesar Vinocha. Uddhav, you are my friend. You are my prime minister. You are all in all. I know that you are more dear to my Baladev Prabhu, to Lakshmi, to others.
More dear.
Oh, you are my heart. I am your heart. And I don't know anyone. So I am telling this secret thing to you only. You should go to Braja, Vrindavan, Nanda Gokul. Oh, Samya. Samya means? What is the meaning?
Like very beautiful.
Samya means like soft. What? Samya. Pitri, no. He is telling himself. Pitri, no. Our father. Krishna may tell his father, but why he is telling that our father? He thinks that Uddhav is my brother. And who is father? Pitro, here mother and father both. For Jasoda and Nanda. He is in Mathura, in the palace of Vasudeva Devaki. They are there. But he is telling to Uddhav, my father and my mother, Jasoda and Nanda, are very unhappy, feeling separation, like fire. You must go there. Pratimavaha. you should pacify them. No? If Krishna is son of Vasudev and Dev, why he is telling? Now Uddhav now heard that, oh, really, I know that Krishna is son of Vasudev and Devaki. But why Krishna is telling like so? Oh, it may be that partly he will be the son of Vasudev Devaki. No how? Partly. But fully, he is son of Vasudev and Nanda and Devaki. You should know. Swamiji has sometimes, in beginning he has written like this, that he was adopted son of Devaki and Nanda. But after that he has admitted all these things. And not admitted, he knew this fact. And gradually, like Sukadeva Goswami has told, he follows Sukadeva Goswami. So really, all Brajavasi know that Krishna is son of Nanda and Yashoda, not of Vasudeva. Now he became some, what, wonder. That, oh, now Krishna is admitting that Krishna is son of Nanda and Yashoda. You should specify them. Why he Krishna told first to mother and father? That Uddhava should know. My father and mother are so dear, but most secret thing is that my most dearest are gopis. So that is his term. Gopi nam mayo mad biyoga vading matsande saibimosa. He should go, taking my message to gopis. Gopis are feeling so much separation, so much more than Nanda and Yashoda. So you should go and pacify them, not with your logic, not your tattva, not even intelligence. By what? Anyone can pacify, giving by only words. So, what I am telling to you, matsandesha, my message only, the words of my message. You should tell as it is, I am telling. Not mixing anything, not a single word. And you should go to gopis and tell. Then they may be pacified. How the gopis are? Krishna is admiring, glorifying gopis with his own mouth. Ta man manaska. Mat prana. Madathe Satya Daihaka. Here is the glory of gopis. Krishna himself admitting and telling. I think that there is none in whole this world that they can glorify gopis like Krishna. Only Krishna can do. And he could not glorify them so high. That is why he took the beauty and mode of Radhika, to know the glories of Gopi, and he made his guru Vishakha Devi, Shiksha Guru, and then he knew something. Now in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he can glorify more than Krishna even. Only Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had not descended to this world, anyone has no any idea of glorifying Gopis, especially Radha and Krishna also. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And we are so lucky to come in his life, in his line. So much. He is telling, Ta manmanaska, all the gopis. Manmanaska, what is the meaning of manmanaska? That engage their whole mind. They are totally absorbed in me. Nothing else in day and night, 24 hours. They think of me and they have all already absorbed in me. How? That I tell a story? What a story? You should tell in brief. You don't remember. Oh, you?
Once there was a newly married gopi who came to Nandgaon, and her mother-in-law was stopping her to come out and take darshan of Krishna. But then she came, and when Krishna was coming back from the forest after grazing cows, then he pinched one of the calves in such a way that he ran towards that gopi who was looking towards Krishna. And Krishna, in order to come and take the calf back, he came and he touched the cheek of the gopi with his flute and quickly ran back. And now this gopi was stunned. She was looking like a statue because her heart was completely taken over by Krishna. So after some time, her mother-in-law came and she saw that this gopi was standing and wasn't doing anything. So she shook her and told her, "I told you not to see Krishna, and you disobeyed me. Now you see, you cannot do anything. You are completely useless." And then she strongly, with anger, took her in and gave her some engagement. First, she gave her some pot and yogurt to churn. And then what was happening? Instead of churning the yogurt, she had mustard seeds in the pot and she was trying to churn them. And after a while, when her mother-in-law again came, and then she noticed, and she again spoke with harsh words and said, "Now I know you cannot do anything because you have been bitten by the black snake. Okay, I must make some other arrangements to bring you back to normal consciousness." And then she gave one globe in her hand and so many pots, and also so many pots on head, and then gave also one child to go and bring water from the well. And all the brush ladies, they are habitual that they can carry so many pots, 1, 2, 3, 4 on their head, and they can also walk towards the well. So as this gopi came to well, then she took off all the pots and she kept the child on the wall of the well, and she made the rope, the knot, and instead of giving that knot, that rope on the one of the pots, she gave that in the neck of the child. Because she's completely absent-minded. She doesn't know. She's not in her external consciousness. And then as she was doing that and about to drop the child in the well, all the other gopis, they shot in and they said, "Oh, stop, what are you doing?" And then one of them said, "Oh, she must have been haunted." And another gopi said, no, she's not been haunted. She's completely taken over by Krishna. That's why she's completely forgotten herself. Because her mind has completely absorbed in Krishna's thoughts, she is unaware of her any engagement whatsoever. And this is one of the examples of Parashyati.
Man manas ka mat prana. Mat prana.
I am there. What prana means life. And that is why gopis, when Krishna came from Vrindavan and came to Mathura, then they would have been dead without Krishna. But they were not dying. Why? Because Krishna was their
life,
their prana. So they were not dying. And also, mat prana, all the gopis are my life. Not my priya, my life, Krishna, all the gopis are. Madathe takta deihaka. For me, they have given up all their deha and daihik, everything. Their decoration, their taking, anything, and all jobs they have left for me. Mameva daitam, I am only their beloved. No one other. Prestam. Their
dearest.
Manasa gata, totally absorbed in me. Ye takta lok dharmansha madathe tan vibhagmyam. They have given up their all kinds of shyness, dharma, pranasam dharma, everything, their husband, everything for me. So I must unko palan poshan karunga. I must support and nourish them. Those who have left everything for me, those who will leave everything for me in any time, I must nourish them and serve them. See, this is his promise. So you should always remind this. If you are giving up any all things, worldly things, and always remembering Krishna, observing Krishna, then you should be not in any doubt that Krishna will surely support you and nourish. So don't be worry for your supporting, nourishing and anything. We are depending on our relatives, but at the time of death they cannot support, they cannot save us, but Krishna can save us. So he is telling that I must support and nourish. Oh, that is why you must go there. Maita priyasam prasthe durasthe gokulas priya smaranto ang bimho yanti birah kontha vipalariya. I'm here. I'm there, telling soul separation mood. They cannot do any job, nothing, even taking any remnant of prasad or anything. Always they are waiting. For what? Oh, Krishna has told and promised that I am coming day after tomorrow. So all are only waiting for that. They are thinking that, oh, day after tomorrow, day after tomorrow. Krishna has told. So when day after tomorrow come? When? They are thinking that, oh, Krishna has told, so day after tomorrow, tomorrow. Tomorrow. And they are waiting. All the gopis are not entering in Braj, their houses. Where they are? In forest of Nandagaon. Kadambater or Uddhav Kyari or Kadamba Kyari. Anyone cannot see. Only by the grace of Krishna, mercy of Krishna or Yog Maya, only Uddhav Sadhya. Dharayanti ati krishnena praya pranana kathanchana patyagamana sandesya balabhyome madatmika. Only they are keeping their life that Krishna has promised that he will come. And they know that Krishna must come. But when coming? Tomorrow. That is why they are. That when Krishna will come and we will die, then he will not see us and then he will also die. So only to please Krishna, that Krishna should not be unhappy, they are anyhow keeping their lives. So you should go there. Then he gave his Vaijayanti Mala. He gave his golden crown. He gave him garments,
saffron cloth,
and also the chariot of Kamsa, golden. And he was going in the way with Uddhav, telling all these things, how gopis are, how Nanda Baba is, and all other things. But Uddhav saw that it will be very late. So himself he went on the chariot and sat there, and he whipped the horses and they began to fly. Krishna was still there, standing. He was looking towards the Rath, and after that, when Rath was out of his sight, then he was looking towards the dust, and when dust was also
subsided,
only he was thinking of gopis and gopis. Then anyone come and he took away to Krishna. Gaur Pramana. Then we will begin our tomorrow. What? How Uddhav went there, and what dialogue was there, and what he saw there. Oh, only you will hear. and try to remember all these things. These are all the glories of Gopi, especially the glory of Srimati Radha. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came only to give all these things. And that is why he gave it to Rupa Goswami, and he gave to Jiva Goswami, and Sanatana Goswami Mahaprabhu gave, and thus Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur too. And then they expressed in the explanation of Srimad Bhagavatam. You should try to remember all these things. This is called bhajan. Gaur Pramana.
This bhajan is also only in this prakat leela, not in the prakat leela.
After. Yes, the bolero. Any drama today?
Yes. Any?
Eh? Oh, very good, very good.
Devotee's heart. You should take with you to your home. You can return, you will have to return. But take this nectar, powerful nectar of Harikatha and all these things. And remember and try to do bhajan in the process of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. His Manasikha, you can read his Manasikha. The explanation of Bhakti Vinod Thakur. You should read and follow the instruction of Rupa Goswami. Tannam Rupa Charitadi Sukhitamanu Kramena Rasanamati Siniyotya. Tishthan Bhaji Tadan Raji Janan Raji Kalam Nayet Akhilami Surovati Upadeshisha. Raghunath Das Goswami followed. And you should see, you saw here, and Raghunath Das Goswami praying. Sri Rupa Manjari Karachita Pahada Padma Kusan Nanandan Bhujarpita Mastikaya Hamodata Kanuk Gaur Padarinda Shambhanani Sanakai. Srimati Radhika was lying down, keeping his head, her head, in the laps of Krishna. Krishna was
Karachita.
And Rupa Manjari was massaging his lotus feet. And quickly, Raghunath Das Goswami, in the shape of Rati Manjari. And Rupa Manjari called and gave this remnant of her servants to Rupa Goswami.
Rati
Manjari. Rati Manjari. How glorious. A object, a wish, very a strong
desire.
Or greed may come to you. Only it comes by this association, not by regulative bhakti, never it will come. So come, try to come in the process of Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami. I think that our class is now finished. Only something, instructions for you, how to maintain your life and how to practice all these things. Actually, our Govardhan Puja, my classes, and beautiful pastime of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, all the vaccine. And try to take and follow it for your whole life. Don't deviate, never. Always be very strong. If you are weak, oh, remember Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Goswami. Your Gurudev, how powerful he was, and you will never deceive. I think you should take it with you in your heart forever. Gaur Pramana. And my heartly blessings to
Prem Prayojan.
Prem Prayojan. You should try to follow day and night. You should try to follow me. How? I know that all my brahmachari, like Naveen Krishna, like Pundarik, like others, in India,
Premananda,
Premananda, all others.
Subhananda.
Oh, ek se ek. They are
higher than another.
They are so qualified, all.
All qualified. So you should try to follow these brahmacharis. I'm proud of them. And I will be proud if you are following them. Then you will be ideal brahmachari, sannyasi, grihastha and lady devotee. I have come only to inspire you in the line of Swamiji, in the line of Srila Rupa Goswami. Try to follow. Gaur
Premanandaya.
I heartily blessings to all devotees who have come. I know that you have come from so many parts of
the world.
Even from Europe, even from Australia, from also many parts of
America,
from Hawaii, from where and there. And I'm proud of this, that in 7 days or 9 days here, I have heard no complaint from any devotee. No problem. I want to. So I'm so proud. So don't make any problem for anyone. And you try to give so many dandas, bamboo sticks to your mind, always. This is the root of all evils. Daily habit change. So you should try to control this horse of
mind
who is not controlled. You should try to control your mind. Then everything you will be oh so happy and you will be good to world. All glory to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then all glory to Guru and
Gauranga.
And all devotees of
New Braja.
Gaur Premanandaya.